They have not given the time to have it scrutinised properly, despite it being the biggest scheme of its kind in the history of the state, costing in well in excess of €3 billion. You know, it just has been something that they want to get this just done and dusted and out of the way, and, you know, we'll be living with the consequences of it. And not just in this county. And interestingly, Wexford, we've had contact with them just tail end of last week there, and they'll be setting up their own action group this week as well, because they now have it down there. So it's getting a lot closer to Dublin than where it was before. I think we'll start to see them revisit this. I've no doubt about that. But I think this government's time is done as far as this defective concrete block scheme is concerned. Amendments will come in the form of the new government, which must deliver on the shortfalls that they helped us table the amendments on. And that'll be probably a Sinn Féin-led government. You know, yes, we absolutely do feel disheartened by it. But that's not to say that we give up on it by any matter of means. You know, it's not right till it's right. That's the bottom line. You know, we still have to be strategic. We still have to articulate what the benefits are. There are some benefits in this scheme over and above what was a really, really, really bad scheme. But we know that there's a significant way to go. You know, there's nothing going to be happening now over the summer anyway. They'll ram this through. The President will probably sign off on this, I would imagine, next week. I think we need the break as well. The fight continues and there will be still work to do, and we'll be picking up at the end of the summer recess again and moving forward as we did before.